Mark Samuel, episode 9, talking about diets, or what everybody seems to be doing nowadays, which is finding something that's going to help or resolve their current look, feel, weight issue. Maybe they don't go to the gym, maybe they do and they're not seeing the results. I really don't know why people don't talk about this more often, but the reality is we have an issue here domestically that's been going on forever. And we keep having all of these different diets come out. I mean, we don't even need to name them, because the reality is everybody who follows health and nutrition, or has heard of it or sees it come down a feed, whether it's their friend talking about it or the like, but there are a number of diets that come out that's supposed to solve your specific problem when it comes to your health. It's not. We're not eating carbohydrates today. The newest thing, I'm just going to say it, this keto thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm just talking and being somebody who is keeping it real. I've lived a healthy lifestyle and eaten a specific way for 15 straight years. Maybe it's me being neurotic, I don't know, or maybe it's because I really do enjoy going to the gym and exercising, and I like looking and feeling a specific way, but I don't starve myself of carbohydrates. It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy to starve yourself of something, because what is the reaction going to be? Your body is going to react a certain way. And for most of us, we can't live that way. We cannot live deprived of something. The result of it is going to be the exact opposite. And that's why people fail at these diets. It's very simple. We just need to eat healthier. We need to eat less at a specific occasion. Don't eat the whole burrito at that great Mexican spot. Don't eat the steak, potatoes, broccoli, and dessert. Like, break it up. We should all be talking as in common language that everybody understands. If we eat healthier options more often and don't overconsume, because that's what we do here domestically, everybody knows that, then we're going to be fine. And then, of course, the thing to support it, right, which is always second, is fitness, is getting out there. Go to the gym, go for a walk, go for a run. But man, I have a snack company, right? We have this beautiful snack company that we want to build, and we have some carbohydrates, natural carbohydrates in our foods, and we will continue to. And I've seen comments where it says there's way too much carbohydrates. For who? For who is it too much carbohydrates? You're saying the rice, the organic rice in our organic protein chips, the 20 grams of net carbs in a 1.5 ounce bag is too much? No, it's not. What is too much is all this talk about low carbohydrate this, low that. Let's all talk about what we should be, which is we should be eating moderately healthy foods with proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and supporting it with exercise. Thank you. Bye.